Welcome to The Compiler, a daily curation of tech news. Let's get into it. React 19 just dropped, and it's bringing some serious upgrades to the table. The headline features are actions for server-side data updates, a new use action state hook for optimistic UI updates, and improved form handling. They've also added support for custom elements, which is great news if you're working with web components. Now, why should you care? Well, these updates are all about streamlining your workflow. Early adopters are reporting up to 30% less form-related code and 20% faster initial renders thanks to new SSR optimizations. That's a pretty significant boost in both development speed and application performance. If you're looking to dive deeper, React's blog has a full announcement and upgrade guide. It's definitely worth a read if you're planning to make the jump to version 19. Switching gears, let's talk about some cool tools that caught my eye this week. First up is VectorCord, a PostgreSQL extension for vector search. If you've ever needed to handle similarity search at scale, you know it can be a pain. VectorCord claims to query billions of vectors in milliseconds using just commodity SSDs. The best part? You can set it up with a single line of SQL, create extension VectorCord. If you're dealing with large-scale vector operations, this could be a game changer. Next, we have Sequin, a change data capture tool for Postgres. It solves the problem of streaming database changes to various syncs without setting up complex ETL pipelines. You can get it running with a simple Docker command, and suddenly you're streaming your database changes to Kafka, RabbitMQ, or S3 with minimal fuss. If you're looking to simplify your data pipeline, Sequin might be worth checking out. Now, let's dive into a war story that's been making waves in the networking world. It turns out that TCP, the backbone of internet communication, is having some unexpected issues when it comes to Starlink connections. Researchers have observed that traditional TCP congestion control algorithms are struggling with the unique network characteristics of satellite internet. The quick fix involves adjusting TCP parameters like initial window size and using BBR congestion control. But the bigger lesson here is that as we move into the era of widespread satellite internet, we need to rethink our approach to network optimization. What works for terrestrial networks might not cut it when we're bouncing signals off satellites. This story is a great reminder that as technology evolves, we need to be ready to challenge our assumptions and adapt our protocols. If you're working on applications that might run over satellite connections, it's definitely worth digging into the full analysis of this issue. As we wrap up, remember that all the code mentioned in this podcast is available at compiler.io. It's a great resource if you want to dig deeper into any of the topics we've covered. If you'd like to create AI-generated content like this, check out secretagent.xyz. Thanks for listening. For more, please visit thecompiler.io.